So he had to be talking about receive what? Eternal life. You got to be born again before you get filled with the Spirit. Am I right? The new birth come before the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so he said, receive ye eternal life. For on the day of Pentecost, they was waiting for the promised Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And when Jesus had told them, which Jesus had told them prior to Pentecost, they would receive the power. Listen what he said. And ye shall receive power, Acts 1:8. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall receive what? Power. When? After the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witness unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the utmost parts of the earth. Amen. And we can see that great day coming that they did receive the Holy Ghost if we read Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all on one accord and one place. Is that right? Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. But you notice Jesus said, but ye shall receive power when? After the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And he breathed on them. And he told them to receive eternal life because he was now resurrected. Eternal life was available. Then he said the Holy Ghost would come. And we see here in Acts 2, the Holy Ghost did come. He came on the day of Pentecost, just as he said. And he commanded them or said, once you receive, he said, go in all the world. And we can see from the book of Acts, they started going. Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Am I right about it? And what happened? Miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. People began to get healed. Evil spirits came out of them. In my name, you cast out the devil. We can see they preached this gospel. You and I have authority in this hour where you have a lot of church going on. But God wants the power to be preached and demonstrated that people can really be free. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So, this kingdom is to be, this gospel is to be preached. This power is to be, we are to operate in the authority of his name. And when we do, God will perform what he said. Hallelujah. So I'm not ashamed of it, Paul said. And I want you to know in this hour, you and I are not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. What does the gospel include? Yes, it's for salvation. Yes, what you mean? When I use the word salvation, I'm talking about an all-inclusive word. That means, as we said earlier, when you talk about salvation, that's everything. That's the new birth, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, being healed, being delivered, being set free. Hallelujah. It's prospering, walking in financial blessing, walking in peace and joy, walking in the love of God. Amen. Have the favor of God in your life, living long upon the earth, having good jobs, living a good life. I mean, the salvation of God includes everything. If it has to do with life, it's salvation. That's what salvation did, brought us. But the new birth is where it all began for the believer. Can we say amen? Amen. Can we say amen? Amen? So if any man be in Christ, the Bible says he's a what? New creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So we are to proclaim this gospel. And God said, I will confirm my word with sign following. Amen. I've seen it. You've seen it, but not enough of it. A lot of opposition. A lot of people oppose, and preach something else. But we must preach what? Jesus, Him crucified, His life on earth, Him crucified, His death, His burial, and His resurrection, that He rose victorious over everything that exists on this earth. Every devil, demon, evil spirit, power, every disaster that he works, and we have the authority to preach this gospel and set the captive free. Amen. How we do it? By laying hands on the sick when they're sick. By praying much in the Holy Ghost. Amen. By living a life that will represent Jesus Christ, that men can look on us and see we are living epistles of the living Christ. Amen.